We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, in our beginning, on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis, the two dots. And the Mishnah says, what's the shear that a person is chayiv for in Yom Kippur? That means he eats a certain amount, then he's chayiv karos in Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says, fa'achilas k'seves ha'gasa, which is a fat date, and on for drinking, it's k'mloy lugma. So tomorrow now we'll discuss the k'seves ha'gasa. Ha'ichol k'seves ha'gasa, bo'i rapapa. And the way Rashi learns, the Shaila is like this. When we say it's a date, a fat date, does it mean with it pit or without the pit? What does it mean? Now, if it's without the pit, so if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah says, Ha'oichel k'seves agasa, k'moyo k'garganasa, like it and its pit. So the Shaila is that if when we say keseves, that the amount you eat is the shear of the date alone without the pit, so why would the Mishnah say a pit then? So Rashi explains that sad is, maybe it'd be either the pit or the keseves. Is that what the Mishnah means? Or it means the keseves with the pit. So in Rashi's mashma, the same size, the pit is the same size as the date itself. Taisus doesn't like that pshat, and Taisus the mouse of keseves, because Taisus says that it's not possible exactly alike. It's EF Shal Tzamtzim to say they're exactly alike, and therefore it wouldn't make sense the Mishnah would say like either or, because which one's the shear? And can't say it's exactly the same size, it's EF Shal Tzamtzim. So Tosfos has a different pshat in the Gemara. But come on, we're learning Rashi's pshat. The shaila is, when it says in the Mishnah, k'seves hagasa, does it mean the date with its pit, or it means the date without the pit? There's one shaila. Another shaila, Bayer of Ashi, when we have this shear called etzem kisaira. It's a shear like Tumas Mace. Etzem kisaira, a bone like the size of a barley. What type of barley are we talking about? Biklipasa, I believe. Biklipasa, we're talking about barley with its peel, with its peel or without its peel. Belacha, I believe. It's talking about a dry piece of barley or a wet piece of barley. So the Gemara is going to answer both shailas, Rav Papa Shaila and Rav Ashi Shaila. Rav Ashi will answer Rav Papa Shaila, and Rav Papa will answer Rav Ashi Shaila. So Rav Ashi loyma boyulei hoder Rapapa. Rav Ashi did not have Rapapa shayla because it says in the Mishnah gasa itmar kol kama the gasa. It says in the Mishnah, what's the shear of keseves? Keseves hagasa, the fat keseves. What's a fat keseves? It means with its pit. And avada doesn't mean you eat the date with its pit, because the pit is not chayiv im kippur of eating pits. Pits is not a food. It means food the size of keseves hagasa. And Rapapa loyma boyulei hoder Rav Ashi. Rav Papa did not have Rav Ashi shayla, because he says like this, lacha, if it's a fresh, wet barley, it's called a shibaylis mikri. It's called a shibaylis, not a sa'ira. And shloi bikli pasa, and if it's a barley without its peel, it's called ushlo mikri. It's called ushlo. But here it says, etzim kisa'ira. Sa'ira means a dry barley with its peel, with its shell. So that's Lamaisa was saying, etzim kisa'ira means a sa'ira with its shell, with its peel. So it comes out the Gemara's poish of both shilas. This is what Siya Chitzuk speaks out, that we're poish of both shilas. That keseves means keseves agasa, means the date with its pit. That's the size of a shear that someone's chayiv karas and kippur for eating that much. And regarding etzim kesara, which is regarding tumas meis, that's the shear of a sa'ira that's dried out, but with its peel, with its shell. Now the Gemara discuss what exactly is the size of this keseves hagasa. Omarava Omarav Yehuda. Or Omarava Omarav Yehuda. Keseves hagasa sh'omru. This shear, this amount of keseves hagasa that we're saying that a person is chayiv, if he eats that amount, he's chayiv karas, is yisayim mikabeya. It's bigger than the shear beya. We know in halacha, different shiurim, shir kezayis, shir kebeya. Keseves hagasa is bigger than the shir kebeya. The Kimlu Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon knew the Bahochi Meis Vedaite. This, why do you have to eat so much? Because Kebeya is not enough to make you feel better. And we know that on Kippur, it's not an Issa Achila, like Rashi explains. If something says Loi Soichal, so we know Achila always means the Kazayas. But here it doesn't say Loi Soichal. Here it says Asha Loi Seuna. Whoever doesn't afflict himself will get Karas. What does it mean Loi Seuna? What does it mean not afflicting yourself? It means you eat something enough to calm your hunger pains. And Rabbanon knew that Bahochi Meisve Daite, Batsam Achim Meisve Daite, Davka Kashir Kesevas Agas, which more than a Kabeya, makes you feel better, but less than that does not make you feel better. Now, even though, like the Achrenim speak out, even though these shurim are really halacha l'mayshim esinai. So what's loshen kim luhu l'rabbanan? Kim l'rabbanan sounds like it's a rabbanan degashir. Really, we know all these shurim are halacha l'mayshim esinai. So the achrenim answer that you're right, all halacha l'mayshim esinai, but where to place the shiurim on which halachas, that was up to the rabbanon to do that. And they said that the shiur of Kesef Zagasa obviously is for Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Yom Kippur is totally in Meis Vedaita, not in Achila. So Baal Kaponim, the Gemara's going to have a discussion here. What's exactly the shiur of Kesef Zagasa? So we have a first sheet over here. Rabbi Shem Rav Yehuda says that Kesef Zagasa, this fat date, is more than a kebaya. So it means for someone to be chayv karos and kippur, he has to eat more than a kebaya, because that's a shear of meis v'dayda. Meis, I'm going to ask you a kash on this. A few halachas in Hilchos Sukkah. Meis v'. Meis of Avihu Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, it happens to be that this next sugya in Masechtas Yuma about sukkah is one of the big makaris about eating in a sukkah. What's a shear? It comes in this Gemara. Meis v'. Meis of Avihu Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, litem v'satavshol. There was a meis of, it's a mishnah, Masechta the Sukkah, that they brought Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai to taste a tavshel. V'l'Rav Gamil, they brought him shtei koisavos, two dates, v'delisha mayim, and a pitcher of water. V'omru, and they said, hel musukkah, let's bring it to the sukkah. That we let's sit in the sukkah. But Tanei Allah, and the Brisa says about this, lo impesh halacha kach. It's not the halacha that you have to bring these things into a sukkah, which means a tavshel, which is not something that's a bread or anything else. Tavshel, say a bowl of rice. And Rabbi Gamliel was talking about a case with two dates and some water. He said, bring in the sukkah, lebesh halacha kach. It's not because that's the halacha. It's a rotzul lahachman l'asman. They wanted to machman on himself. And another ma'isa, kushinoslo Rabbi Tzadik, when they gave something to eat to Rabbi Tzadik, achol, and this was pas, this was a bread, achol pachas v'kebeyi, less than a kebeya, not luba mappa, he took it in a napkin, v'achol luchot sukkah, he ate it out of sukkah, v'lebir hacharav, and he didn't bench afterwards. There were three kulas he was noyig, Rabbi Tzadik. First of all, he didn't wash the tilos adayim because he could only less than a kebay. He held not chayv tilos adayim. Why did he take a mappa? He only took a mappa because of to be clean, and he ate it out of a sukkah. Why? Because he held less than a kebay is not chayv in sukkah, and he didn't bench. He held like the mandiyama holes that benching is dafka kebay. That was the three coolest of Rab Tzadik. Agav, the Ran speaks out in Masechta Sukkah that what we're telling us about Rab Tzadik to teach us that even Talmud Chacham that doesn't want to be machma himself, there are certain halachas where you have to eat in sukkah, and certain halachas you don't have to eat in sukkah, but raise them in shubach. So does the Talmud Chacham have to always do the raise them in shubach? And some people have a very good minig, they only eat anything in the sukkah, not even drink water out of the sukkah, which is a raise them in shubach, which is unbelievable in Madrega, which says in the Mechaber brings out a raise them in shubach. But we're saying the Ran says that even the Talmud Chacham has a right not to machma himself. And you see from Rabbi Tzadik, that's what the Ran says. So this is the few mices that the Gemara brings down. So what do you see from here? So the Gemara on top of one base. Ha-kebeya, ba-yu sukkah. What do you see? That if you eat a shir kebeya, it needs a sukkah, right? If a kebeya needs a sukkah with Deep on Tzadik, what's the halacha of a keseva, sagasa? Does that need a sukkah? Yeah, because keseva sagasa is more than a kebeya. Let's keep the chesed mice over here. We're saying from a Tzadik's avoya, kebeya needs a sukkah, right? Now, what about the kesevas? Does that need a sukkah? For sure, it's more. And what does it say by Rabbi Yechonon? That he ate two kesevas out of the sukkah. V'isag that the kesevas gas is sh'amru yuserim mikabeya. If kesevas gas is more than a beya, hashdosh shtei kesevas below yigarin. Rabbi Yechonon's story was he ate two dates. He ate it obviously out the pit because you can't eat the pit. So two dates, lo have a kebeya, that's not as much as a beya. Kesevas agasa ugrinasa, the kesevas agasa with its pit, me have a seri kebeya, is that more than a kebeya? What's going on over here? You see from here that kesevas agasa is not more than a kebeya. Or have you ever known? Yeah. In, shtei kesevas lo garnas and lo have a kebeya. Two dates without the pit is less than a kebeya. Kesevas agasa ugrinasa, have a seri kebeya. The kesevas agasa with its pit is more than a kebeya. That means the pit takes up more, is bigger than a kesevas itself. A pit is bigger than kesevas itself. What? No, yeah, I mean, eating it's not part of food. Talking about a shear in kippur. Talking about size, amount. Have how much you eat in your kippur? Amount. Punk Vaker, you're exactly right. But Rabbi Yechonon, we said he ate two kesevas without the pit. You don't eat the pit. But the question was like this, that how could two kesevas be smaller than kesevas with the pit? So we're saying, yeah, it is smaller because the pit is so big, it's bigger than the date itself. And therefore, Echanami, Rav Yechon ate less than a kebaya, but our Mishnah's shear of keseves agas, which means the date with its pit, is more than a kebaya. Now, Rav Papa, Hayindarmi Inchi, Trei Kabe de Tamri, if you have two kavim of dates, how much of it is pits? Chad kava de keshais of a suriach. There's one kav of pits and a little more than that. Because in a two kabim of dates with the pits inside it, so then most of it, 51%, is pits. 51% of this is pits, because we're saying a pit is a little bit bigger than the kesevas, and therefore kesevas akas right now we're saying is more than kebaya. So that was the first teretz kasha. We have Rabbi of Shem, Rabbi Yehuda says that kesevas akas is more than kebaya. We had a kasha, how could a gamil eat two kesevas out of a sukkah? Ah, it's more than a kebaya. Teretz says, no, it's not more than a kebaya. Only kesevas akas is more than a kebaya, which means the kesevas with its pit. Masheket, two kesevas, two dates, is not more than a kebaya.